Showtime!
Let's go!
It's Magic Lakers Showtime.
Oh, where's that fast break off for? Let's go.
Woo! Hey, Raw Dog King's in the motherfucking building.
Raw Dog King.
Y'all know who I got with me. Haney motherfucking Driz.
Haney Driz, nigga. Jet Ski Driz. Mr. Lita condom home on purpose. I got with me. I got stay at home dad in the building.
Rubbing bitches' corns all night.
Ooh, you're so romantic. ladies, Mr. You Can Cheat, boo.
Hey.
Say less, man.
We in the building, baby.
We in the building.
What you want to chop it up about, man? Damn, we got to give something to the streets, boy. The streets been buzzing today by us, boy.
Oh, man, niggas here, kid. You know, so niggas appreciate the support.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, niggas is just trying something until something stick. You feel me?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all fucking with us.
Dead ass, man.
Appreciate all them little comments and all that foolishness y'all be telling us. We appreciate
all the laughs, all the emojis I be getting.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wish niggas could drop emojis right underneath the.
Man, when y'all episode. See us in person, y'all allowed to say, is that Mr. You Can Cheat, boo?
Mr. Stay at Home Dad.
Mr. Is that Henny Drip?
Mr. Lita Condom
on purpose, bitch.
Let's go, man. Y'all can say that, though. You know what I'm saying? Raw Dog Kings, what's good, man?
What's good?
You know, like when niggas be seeing you in public,
niggas be shy.
Niggas be fake shy, kid. Niggas don't talk to you for like 2 months on Instagram, kid. they don't like every pic. They ain't miss one.
Oh, I will be on social media.
You see them in person, niggas don't know how to talk, nah. You feel me? But it'd be weird though when you see somebody that you don't want to see. You feel me?
Put your hand down and keep walking.
You be trying to duck them niggas on purpose, kid.
Hey, bro, I gotta go. Hey, my grandma pregnant.
Your grandma pregnant. I see your grandma. She's not pregnant. Man, listen.
Ain't no dick going.
no disrespect, bro. You trying to say your grandma.
We all do disrespect.
You trying to say your grandma trash.
I don't know, she was married 6 times.
Stop it. Don't assassinate her character.
Tell me.
Listen here. Back to what I was saying. You see somebody you don't want to see. Now you got to fake talk to them.
Fuck that bitch.
And I hate when niggas try to take. Hate when you try to take the exchange numbers. No, we ain't talking 15 years.
I'm going to start giving that old number I had, that 954
number. You gonna start giving old numbers?
Start giving old numbers to bitches and anybody ask for.
Well, that's crazy.
I don't want nothing to deal with none of you new hoes.
Stop it. Listen, we're gonna talk about your emotions later, man. We're gonna put a segment away for that.
We'll close with that.
We're gonna close with your emotions.
Them shit all over the place.
Yeah, what's your sign, man?
I'm an Aquarius.
I don't know what that means, but
me either.
I'ma find somebody who do care. I know it's say you emotional.
Hey, by that time we have a guest on this bitch.
Word. Oh man.
A little 20-minute appearance for y'all boys.
Yeah. I got a few people hitting me up about being a guest, you know what I'm saying?
But y'all gotta come like hard though. Y'all gotta come on that shy shit.
Yeah.
You gotta talk that talk.
Talk bro. Like no
more. You gotta come through like this right here, man. Right, you don't come through like this, we don't want it.
What's that?
It's right here, bro. Whenever it feel like.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta walk through, represent. You gotta walk through, represent like niggas paying you 10 racks a show.
Hey.
Oh, you walking through the office right now.
Hey.
Come on. I be feeling like the man when I walk. You gotta have confidence.
Hey. What
you
saying when I walk through?
How you have these hoes staring?
Come on here with that bullshit, you getting bad.
Hey, kid, hold on. Ain't nobody got more confidence than a nigga who can't spell it.
Nigga gonna spell convict.
Nigga gonna spell convict.
And you gonna spell it confident.
You gonna spell it confidently.
Oh, shit.
shit. Oh, that's true, though. Okay, nigga. You tell you, nobody got more confidence than a nigga who can't smell confidence, bro.
Nigga lost after the C-O-N.
That's all niggas could get. Okay, that shit. C-O-N. Niggas gonna start catching attitude.
Fool, chill out, man.
Oh, you know niggas.
Why
say,
you put me on the spot, man? You know my baby mama be tripping.
You know a nigga.
That was a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding. A lot of niggas don't put the misunderstanding together.
Nigga.
niggas don't know that can be a word. You sure nigga misunderstanding? They gonna be like, you created that, bruh. Show a dumb nigga that, bruh.
M-I-S-S.
Niggas ain't know you can put miss with one S. Niggas ain't know that, kid. That's bonkers. But damn, what today was, kid?
Today was a good day. They let a nigga off work early.
Oh, yeah, a good day. Oh, now niggas want to talk about their day. You know, nigga had a good day. Where you go straight into it?
he can tell you about that nap he took.
He got a nap today.
Before work.
You got to catch a pre-work nap, kid. I don't know how niggas just go straight to work.
Bruh, fuck all that. We gotta get to what we were supposed to talk about.
What you want
to
talk about?
Top five women.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I want. I want
you want that back action?
Stop. I would like to recognize. I recently. You gonna laugh through my introduction?
Nah, you good,
bro. Let's hear.
Well, first, damn, y'all need some visuals, boy, because I'm about to roll up while he do his introduction. Whoa. We know you drug-free, nigga, but I'm not. I'm not.
That's like when niggas used to be, damn, you was just going to them walk-a-thons at elementary school for no reason.
Because it was free. 25 cents of juice.
Damn, you was going to the drug-free walk-a-thons because it was free.
All my mama had to do was sign the paper.
Niggas love free, though.
What? Man. Free 99?
Niggas love free. More free shit in life.
Nigga, everybody in the world. Nah, I don't say everybody, because it's actually some clean-ass people, but what? Most people in the world failed that damn program, bro.
The drug free program?
What?
I mean.
Niggas can't even tell you what that damn shit stood for. Matter of fact, if y'all listen to this, let me know what that shit stood for, because I don't even know what that shit stood for.
Yeah, what the acronyms for there? Well, I don't know. And just in case that a couple of dumb niggas listening, they spelled D-A-R-E, D-A-R-E, okay?
No, niggas was like T-H-E-R-E.
I nigga thought he had the right answer. It's T-H-E-R-E.
Oh, there. Shit.
Oh, that's there.
Oh, he's in the car, that shit. Dumb nigga.
I'm trying to make it, bro. But the nigga still smelt it that way, though.
Nigga was at the walk smelling it like that.
Listen, niggas love free.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to y'all boys listening to us, though, man.
Word.
We'll fuck with y'all, man.
Ah, man, appreciate it always.
Long way.
Long,
short, medium. We appreciate the love, though. But go ahead, man. Get them boys that
okay,
intro.
Okay, I'm gonna say you ruin my intro. As it was approaching August 1st, and I seen, you know, like
for one, he thought it was in October. But go ahead.
It was a misunderstanding.
They gave you the wrong back entry.
Shut your ass up. As I was approaching August 1st, and you know, every month the first, I think the first fell on a good day. Niggas was.
I think it fell on a real good day.
Like, I don't know, it might have been a Friday. Like, August 1st fell on a Friday. So
I think it felt like on a Thursday or some shit like
that. That's Friday Eve.
Some shit like that it fell on, bro. I don't know. It fell on a Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
You know bitches be getting excited for Friday.
Bitch, Friday Eve be on Monday for bitches. Unemployed ass. We We gonna talk about you dumb hoes in a minute. We tired of dissing dumb niggas. We gonna
talk about dumb hoes?
Dumb hoes. But go ahead. Get these hoes your intro, man.
But listen, that's when the nigga got carried away. Just kept saying hoes.
Nigga, don't want to go to that intro. No, we want to talk about dumb hoes.
We're gonna talk about those dumb hoes. But listen, as I approach August 1st, and
a lot of dumb hoes ain't gonna listen to us. They gonna qualify.
Niggas gonna feel that's inappropriate.
Hey, bitches can't spell it inappropriate either, bro.
Dumbs can't spell inappropriate. They ain't know that was a word.
It been inappropriate their whole life.
It just been inappropriate.
They thought that shit was common.
you bugging.
I'm feeling zesty.
Oh, zesty Seppi coming out.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead. My bad, bro.
You keep interrupting me, bro.
Yeah, I'm better. They're going to love it.
Listen, as I approach August 1st, and I realize...
It's a new month?
Yeah, it's a new month, and it fell on a good day. The bitches was extra vocal. You know what I'm saying? And so it was a lot of...
Pause. Bitch, niggas can't spell vocal. They gonna spell vocal. Vocal. That Nelly shit.
That closing line was
trash.
Nigga, where Nelly
nigga
at,
had bro? One shirt. I had more GU than TikToks.
Nah, you couldn't tell me no when I had my GU.
What?
My nigga ain't had no vocal, bro. Nigga had one vocal shirt.
I had one. It was like a white with like a brownish or some shit on.
That's when TJ Maxx was on fire.
Niggas don't know.
Niggas don't shop at TJ Maxx.
That shit still open? Anyway, August 1st.
So, alright, as I was saying, you approach a new month. It was new month, new me. Bitches cutting off everybody. If you want to find me, send me an email. Some crap like that, right? Then I find out, bro, August is Anal Pleasure Awareness Month. Now, let's make some noise for that, please. Woo! Listen, why are you so quiet?
I don't partake in that month.
Okay, listen, I don't partake in that either, but it just, stop it. Don't even look at me like that, bro.
We have to address that moment again.
Don't play with kid. Nigga tell you one story. You always wanna bring shit up. Now listen here.
Hold on.
It's just we in the climate today where niggas love talking about eating ass and getting hit from the back. Like
niggas talk about getting hit from the back.
Not niggas, bro. I mean like bitches. Said it. My bad. Alright.
Pause,
right? Bitches talk about getting hit from the back and getting put it in their butt and stuff like that. Niggas talk about that often. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I done heard niggas like getting their ass ate, so.
Whoa. Niggas do.
Shout out to you ass eating niggas and eating. How you go? Eating ass niggas.
Eating ass niggas. I don't know if that really was a proper sentence.
This raw dog, we ain't proper.
This ain't CNN, kid. First of all, I would like to say yes. If y'all niggas come in here to want the news and niggas to be fully appropriate,
we might give you something one day, but.
Listen, man, I ain't watched the news in a while, kid.
I'm gonna give you the real life news, though. What's popping on 441? What's popping on 183rd? What's popping on 27?
And your local day
one. They finna pop you off over there, yeah?
You don't feel like talking about world news and what's going on with Russia and Trump?
Cause that shit ain't got nothing to do with us. Like, at the end of the day, we just some regular niggas that gotta go to work at the end of the day, so. They ain't worried about us, nigga. They ain't worried about us. No matter what we talk about, we can kneel all the fuck we want. Niggas don't give a fuck about it. Keep going with your anal shit before I go on.
Word. Nigga, you was about to get on your Colin Kaepernick.
No, I fuck with Colin, bud.
Word, right?
Fuck you,
so,
mean.
We in a climate of today where niggas love to talk about eating ass, putting their finger in the butt,
Hey, I've done that before.
You said that like you like it, nigga.
Hit a hole for the bag and put that thumb in there, and you just hear, oh, Poppy.
Oh, damn. That gotta feel good. You a Spanish nigga. And they call you Poppy?
Hey, Poppy.
Ah, man, that gotta feel good.
That shit be having that nigga about to come, boy.
I don't know if I get Poppy. I never got Poppy.
You one of them niggas that get zaddy, though.
Yeah, I get zaddy, you know.
Because you a nigga. Like, dumb bitches know.
You jealous?
Nah, I like Poppy. But I'm saying, dumb bitches just know zaddy. They call every nigga zaddy, though.
Damn, you know, dumb.
Don't feel special.
Don't take away my zaddy, nigga.
I mean, I'm sure some zaddy, some hoes that love you that call you zaddy or whatever, but that's some old hoes right now.
Old hoes call you zaddy?
No, I'm saying like your old hoes, like hoes like from 2015.
Damn, was that a good year for me?
Nah, I don't know. It don't matter. It's a good year. Every year, a good year. We alive. Oh,
man, as long as you're alive, bro. You know, you got to look at the positives.
You got to look at what they said. Look at the cup half full or half empty. All right, go.
Them niggas know that quote. They done heard that before. And they can't, so just like you did, they can't really say it, but they be like, all right, they understand. They done heard it before.
One of them.
And you got five dumb niggas. Two of them heard that quote before.
No, all five heard it. Two of them only know the correct way of saying it.
Okay. Nah, you might be giving dumb niggas too much credit.
Nah, them niggas heard that quote. Because they teach it in summer school.
You gotta see the glass half full.
You gotta see. You here because you saw it half full.
All niggas want is a cup of water.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, it is Anal Awareness Pleasure Month. So, y'all take care of them booties.
You know, my dog right here nibbled on some booty before.
Stop it.
You ain't nibbled on some booty before? Damn, bro, you coughing like you smoking.
Stop it, though.
That second hand fucking you up. Hey, you over there coughing like you about to choke, nigga.
Your virgin lungs.
Do I have to open the doors right here for you, though? Oh, by the way, we in a new location, so y'all don't even know.
New location. Nigga talking like in a studio in L.A. Like that GoFundMe worked.
Hey, fuck that. I'm finna open that.
You gonna open that GoFundMe? All right, we talking about that. It's in
the works.
In the works. You know how we say it? Get a GoFundMe. Go have fun.
What podcast? So we gonna talk about these top five bitches that prone to cheat.
Oh, so you wanna get jumped back into that? Oh,
I'm just saying we gave them something, but they ain't hear it. You wanted to go to anal.
I just wanted to promote anal.
I got it, bro.
I gotta look at something. Oh. I wanted to bring highlight to anal awareness pleasure.
Oh, my bad.
So, all right, we off that, kid. So listen, next thing I want to talk about. But damn, I want to talk about.
At the end of the day, because it's my shit, and it's not my bad, it's our shit. I don't want to have.
Nigga, ego getting in the way already.
They don't have no beef.
Yeah, nigga, ego.
Hey, my nigga, Melo Silent Houston official. That's why I said it's our, my shit, because at the end of the day, I'm going to always reference Melo in this bitch. He gonna reference LeShannon and LeBron.
LeBron that nigga, that's why. Yeah. Mellow.
He that nigga. But you know how I feel about him, so.
What? How you feel about him?
Go into real detail?
Man, listen, let me get back to that.
All right, say that.
So.
Shout out to Steph, though. That's the only LeBron fan I know in real life.
Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? There's a nigga I see on.
Oh. Yo, nigga, 7'4" Steph, nigga.
Oh, Stevie.
Yeah, man. That nigga, my bad, that nigga, Stevie. My bad, Stephen, nigga. My bad, nigga. My bad if I get your government out, bro. But you know what it is, bro. Huh. All right, shout out to all you 7'4" niggas, man. Y'all know what it is.
Family, nigga.
Forever. Son. Y'all know what it is. 1942, baby.
But listen here. You fuck with a bitch from 1942?
Nah, I saw the timer on the thingy. And I thought about Meek Mill from 1942.
Flow. Oh, word.
Shout out to Meek Mill, man.
What for?
For being free.
Oh, that's what's up. Nah, listen here.
Shout out to Kodak coming home soon, too.
I see you wanted to give a lot of shout outs today.
Free
get it out the way.
Free Jack Boy too. He coming home soon. Hey, G shit. If you know me personally, free Chevy, my nigga. At the end of the day, that's my brother. Free Chevy, my nigga. I don't care what he did. Yo, fuck. Free my brother, man.
That's what's up. Any more?
Yeah, come when they come.
I can say I got one. Free Moss.
Hey, shout out Free Moss, nigga. For life, nigga.
Word.
Free Moss.
Bro. That nigga, damn.
Real solid nigga.
Miss getting cuts from that.
Shout out to every HB nigga.
All the HB niggas. Even the ones that used to cook on the court, nigga. School, man.
Shout out to every Hibiscus nigga, bro. BB, shout out to you, BB. Shout out to Old School.
Oh, Old School. You know, every court gotta have that one Old School nigga.
Man, I hope he's still alive.
Hope so, too.
Let me see the bottle for you, bro.
I ain't seen that nigga in a while. Last time I seen
studio
that nigga.
Studio look clean, boy. AC pipe is good.
Oh, word. You done cleaned out the vents.
See that? Let's feed him that fake news.
So in today's news, I seen some scientific studies.
What's the scientific studies, bro?
Top 5 women who are prone to cheat.
Name them. I got one.
It go in particular
Fuck
order.
Fuck the order. I got one.
You just got one? Keep going. Get me going. Are we basing on scientific studies?
Bitch, you do shop at City Tree.
Bitches who shop at City Trends.
Bitches who buy shoes for $29.99.
Can that just the price though? Nah, but bitches do like when it stop at the 9.
Tax free. What's the top 5 though? Tell me the top 5. I know for a fact though the Nissan Altima hoes in though.
Hold on, I don't know if they in there. Let me see. I'm gonna tell you where. Oh, damn, them hoes in there. Shout out to the bitches with Nissan Altima. Let me slide it.
Shout out to you registered nurses, bitches.
It's a lot of nurses.
You lot of cheating nurses.
Oh, you think they really at work, huh?
Oh, they working 18 hours. bitches, checks me looking 196.
Checks missing a few dollars. Leave it early. Get that D from that stay at home dad.
Give them top 5, bro. Oh, stay at home daddy.
This week, what you'll do for if you're a stay at home dad? What you do for bae?
This week,
you gotta do something different for bae. You're a stay at home dad now.
This week, take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. On the way back, buy some flowers for them little Mexican bitches on the corner of I-95.
Oh, you gonna buy them 2 for $10 roses? You gotta buy them pink though.
Yeah, what? Pink?
Bitches like pink.
Yeah, pink. I gotta buy 2 different ones. I gotta buy a pink one and a red one.
Maybe. You know what I'm saying? You can merge it. But you gonna take them to Chuck E. Cheese? That's good. When you take kids to Chuck E. Cheese in the week,
you gonna take a bitch. You gonna take my bad. Cause that's wifey. You can't call her a bitch. That's stay at home mommy. Stay at home daddy. That's wifey.
Oh man.
Miss, she could cheat 2 times a year.
That's how many times you give your girl can cheat?
Every 6 months.
Ah, that shit's unofficial. You can cheat. You stay home dad. Your girl gotta cheat every 6 months.
Just so she know, ain't shit out there.
Oh, that do give bitches enough time to know.
But some inches.
Don't give her inches. That's enough time. Every 6 months.
Every morning, at the end of the day, every morning, and when she come home from work, you gotta rub your baby corns.
As a stay-at-home dad.
As a stay-at-home dad. Breakfast and dinner gotta be right. Every day. Especially if y'all got kids. Well, you say stay at home dad, so you got kids or stepkids, whatever they came up. Cause you know 9 days. I know the percentage got to be like 89% of bitches got kids right
now.
Oh
man, dead ass. I see some scientific studies that say if you ain't got kids by 23, you got to prepare to be a stay at home dad. No, you got to. I'm stepdad. You mean. A stepdad, yeah.
But basically, a stay at home dad.
That too. If you want to succeed. But or a stay at home, not a stay at home, or a stepmom kid.
Being that I'm Mr. Stay at Home Daddy, I have to go look up the traits that Anna Nicole Smith did.
What? Oh, man. She did get her little sugar dick. A little rich 100-something-year-old.
You know I don't like white, but
what?
Stop a nigga it. Will.
You go white, you go right. Nigga, let me start. I gotta get into Wakanda.
That's the easiest way.
You always making dark skin jokes.
Nah, but I'm saying.
You fucked me up with that. Let's see, man. Get back to my scientific studies here.
Go ahead. Top five bitches that go cheat.
They got it in particular order.
Name number five. What's number five?
No. Oh, you want to start from
the bottom? Yeah, you got to start from the bottom.
Drum rolls, please.
Boom.
Oh, that was a good drum roll.
I know.
Should be such old band.
I'm Puerto Rican. This is what we do.
No, Latin King. Hey, listen.
We rock blue over here.
All right, no. Okay. None of that violent talk. All right, now listen. Top five.
Shout out to Nipsey.
Scientific studies. No more shout outs.
Free Big Meats. Big Meats.
Listen, bro. Top five women prone to cheating.
What's number five?
Damn. And it's like, wait, hold on. Before I start, you know why there's scientific studies out there? Because a lot of niggas is getting hurt.
A lot of niggas getting heartbroken.
A lot of niggas is getting heartbroken.
A lot of niggas in their feelings.
What?
You get that bottle again.
That's what niggas say when they feel, man. That's
that bottle.
and when they tap you, it's always on your leg.
That thigh paw.
Right there, that upper knee.
Hey, bro. Let me get that bottle. Pass the Henny.
Yeah.
Top five. What's the, hot niggas. Niggas be niggas heartbroken.
That's why there's scientific studies out here like that, kid. But listen.
It's because it's 2018 and bitch is too rough, bro.
You say that like you feel it.
Hey, bitch, I need a bitch that listen to R&B, bro.
Oh, man.
A bitch don't listen to R&B, I can't fuck with that hoe, bro.
I just want to hear it, right?
And I don't want to hear talk about, I listen to Trey Song. No, bitch. I need you to listen to Keith Sweat, bitch. I need you to listen to Shy. I need you to listen to Boys to Men. I need you to listen to Maxwell, bitch. I don't.
You need your whole boy 1942.
Bitches ain't listening. Bitches listen to the BB with the Robins.
6ix9ine shit, nigga. Skull gang! Free Treyway, nigga.
Hey, you got up?
Nah, you not. But no, man. It's Treyway, nigga.
Treyway, nigga.
Yeah, that nigga's bugging, bro. That nigga.
Suck my dick, bitch.
that nigga's a wild.
Hey,
man.
I ain't never fuck that. Right, top five, bitch.
Bro, you keep.
Yo, right, man, that's why we raw dog kings, right, nigga. Bro.
Number five.
We gotta keep the people interested in women, all this shit, too.
Top five women. Man, stop. Man. Top five women who are prone
What's
to cheat.
What's number five?
Number five. Let me read it slowly.
Dumb niggas can't listen.
Dumb niggas can't listen.
What you be telling me? Dumb niggas expect. What it called? Expensive. What?
What?
I'm drunk. Read it.
Come on, man. You be a real unprofessional.
Niggas can't spell.
Nah, niggas can't spell professional.
UNP.
Niggas stop right there.
Nah, they no pro.
Oh, yeah, because niggas are trying to make the league.
Nah, they know it because they play 2K.
but professional. They can't spell professional.
On 2K is a shit called Pro A, Pro M. But go ahead, bro. Number five. Read it slow.
Number five. Women who have my son is my king in your bio.
All the bitches.
Not bitch, all the ones be putting that, but it be
the,
like.
That's the bitch that leave. That's that bitch that leave that my king with grandma at home on a Tuesday.
She said they're going to laugh out loud Tuesday.
No, yeah.
So I'm trying to go to open mic.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Women who have my son is my king. That sound like a good place. Bitches always putting that in the Bible.
Bitches be thinking they son is Simba.
What?
Whole time they what the brother name was? Scar.
Scar? Damn, son evil.
Exactly.
Nah, but that's straight. Bitches,
little women NBA, who... Little NBA young boy.
A little prospect. Women who have my son is my king. That's number five.
What's number four?
Number four, drum rolls, please. Boom! Woo! Damn, that was good. Good drum roll. Listen. Oh, then I thought this would be a little higher. Okay. Number four, women who drive Nissan Altima.
I just said that with them hoes. Yeah. Them hoes on the list.
That's the number one car for bitches,
Nissan. Black with tints on.
Nah, white bitches like white Nissans.
Nah, I see. Well, my bad. My experience with bitches, they be the black
Nissans. Black Nissans?
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of women with white Nissans.
Your experience? Yeah. Your experience, cocaine white?
And niggas love borrowing it. That's the number one car niggas love borrowing is Nissan Altima.
That's because that's what they baby mama drive. Yeah. They cheating that baby mama.
Any nigga driving a Nissan Altima getting cheated on. You might want
to. Niggas gonna hate us after this.
Any nigga driving a Nissan Altima getting cheated on, bro.
Hey, man.
You might want to just pull that boy over and give him a talk.
Bro, get the keys back.
That's a big fight.
That's your jit? Oh, no, that's stepdaddy? Nah, get them keys back, bro.
Damn, I used to borrow a shorty car, and she had Hello Kitty.
It wasn't no. Like, ooh. That's a car you can cheat in.
A car with Hello Kitty stick on the back?
What?
Bitches still like Hello Kitty?
Other bitches know it's another bitch car, so they gonna give you the push.
Oh, true. Bitches love niggas with a bitch.
Come on. What? Bitches love to break up happy homes.
That's a little wave.
Big wave.
What? Nah, you know, that's true. Because, bro, I met a girl, bro. I was like, dog, why you don't talk to so-and-so no more? She was like, dog, because she love fucking with the same niggas I fuck with.
Oh, ghetto ass bitch.
That's one of the hoes that think Benihana special.
They in New York, but they really a beer bar.
Bitches love seeing the chef cook that hard. Bro, listen. But F that.
Shout out to the bitches, though.
Let's go. Damn.
What's number three?
Remember who drive Nissan Altima was number four. I would have thought I'd be high, but that's just true.
What's number three? We'll find out what's
number
high.
Three. We'll find drum out. Drum rolls, please.
I told you, bitches, that city shop at City Train.
Nah, you said that just off the top. Yeah. But you was guessing. Okay. Yeah. Number three, drum rolls, please.
Boom.
Woo. Saw the smoke fly out. Let's see him.
About to light up.
Women who have... Live, love, laugh on their on their wall.
Bitches be having that shit on their car.
Live, love, laugh. Yeah, that's true. Them hoes be sensitive.
Bitches be buying that shit off that Wish app.
They be wishing for love.
Love, laugh, and what?
Live.
What that was, number three?
Nah,
that's too high. That should have been number five.
That should have been number five, right?
Yeah. Well, let's see what else on the list. Should that even been on the list?
I don't know. All damn. Listen, any hoe that got that give good head.
That's me. Give good head?
Yeah. Any hoe guy live, love, laugh, get some fire.
And take the cum.
But they don't like to let people know that.
It's a secret, boo.
What? You find that out later.
Oh, that bitch suck your dick too? Oh, that bitch caught your cum, huh?
Oh, man. Damn. Man, ain't nothing worse when the hoe getting you head, bro.
And that bitch wear rubber?
Oh, God. That's give you head with a condom whack.
That shit the wackest shit in life, bro. Oh, that shit worse than sex with condoms on.
My apologies. Come on, safe sex is the best sex.
We the raw dog kids. How can you promote shit like that?
Where you going, kid?
Nowhere, bro. I'm coming.
But your sock got a hole in it.
That's how rich white niggas walk around.
Yeah, okay. You get a whole big toe out.
That's damn, nigga.
My bad.
I tell the people that.
That's so uncomfortable, bro, when you gotta go to the store.
You want to talk about feet?
No, stop.
You want to talk about feet with your seven cords?
I don't got seven cords, bro. Don't go there.
Seven minus four.
Stop it.
Maybe a fourth one growing.
Stop. Don't even play me like that.
But yeah,
what I was trying to say is...
Number two. What's number two? Fuck all that. What's number two? All
right, bro. Number two.
What was number three again?
Women who have live, love, laugh on their wall.
I got you. What's number two? Number five. That shit worse than city tram bitches, bro.
Man, whatever. Number two. Oh, man. This high volume.
This number one type volume. This number one. This shit you just named was J.R. Smith folding in a moment.
On this list?
Yeah, that's what that was. Well, I don't even know what number two is, but that's like Durant winning two back-to-back MVP. Just because what you said it was, the volume sounded good.
Registered nurses.
I named that.
Nurses.
That shit up there. That's number two. What's number one? Hold on. Before I even go into them, bitch, what's number one?
Oh, I can see this. Number one, women who shop at Fashion Nova.
Oh, that's the 2999 bitches right there. I don't even know. My bad. No disrespect, because I don't know how much Fashion Nova costs.
But y'all bitches, a good number.
That shit look like it's cheap anyway. Y'all bitches, if y'all getting taxed, y'all dumb. Cause City Trends got it for the low.
We see a lot of those in City Trends.
Bitches don't know how to spell City Trends.
That's not a real word, so you gotta give them a little pass.
They don't matter, they don't know how to spell it.
The hoes that
for bitches to be dumb enough, they should know how to spell C-I-T-I. But they gonna spell it the wrong way.
They don't know how to spell trends.
Like, the dumb bitches we talk about, them bitches really ain't graduate past 8th grade. The only reason they got to high school was because they ain't had no choice but to pass through.
You going so hard at those.
Because, nigga, you be going too hard at dumb niggas, bro. Don't worry. We don't fuck with these. Hey, I know my bad. I fuck with dumb
ones. You love dumb ones.
That's my weakness. Love bitches with a little green wig on.
Green wig.
With blue toenails.
Green. You want a bitch with green wig and blue toenails?
And that bitch thinks she fly.
She got confidence.
That bitch can't spell confidence. She thinks she a convict. No, I gotta see my probation officer.
Them hoes vulnerable right there. They hoe gotta see her probation officer.
That hoe ain't smoking.
What?
That hoe ready to ride dick raw. Ready to say, oh, that's my baby daddy.
What?
He take care of me. I only know from experience.
You've been down some wild walks of life, kid.
Young life.
Young love.
Hey, I fuck with Lloyd. That's my boy right there, man. Oh, you talking about that. You talking about that Chris Brown, Young Love, my bad.
Can't hit the
club. Hey.
Say we too young.
What let me see this real thing, bro. Hey. I'm going to hit y'all with that real quick.
Chris Brown would have been that nigga.
He's still that nigga, man.
That nigga, bro, but that whole...
He basically all Michael Jackson, bro, at the end of the day.
Nah, just
ain't nobody better. Ain't nobody better.
You don't get that. You don't get
it. Only because of what's happening, but ain't nobody better.
What you mean what's happening?
Because niggas always trying to assassinate his character, nigga.
I mean, he did that, though. If it wasn't for that incident,
bro. Bruh, I understand that, and I don't agree with niggas beating bitches. But there was a reason why he got that bitch face swole like that. And I know young bitches ain't going to tell me.
Stop it.
It's wrong. I know it's wrong, but I ain't saying it was right.
But what you trying to say, you not?
I'm just saying he ain't do it for no reason.
He's not supposed to do it. It don't matter if he had a reason.
I get that, too. But I just love Chris Brown.
Ah, you defended him like a real fan, bro.
That's my boo.
Pause.
No pause.
Pause, kid. This is him, bro.
That's my boo-boo.
Pause, kid. Yeah, man. Pass me the bottle.
Nigga lit. That's how you do it, nigga lit.
That's it.
Hold on. Shh. What?
Young
classic grease. You just gotta hold your shorty. Young love. Tell me what's the definition of love. I know bitches listening to this gonna love this section right here, bro.
Chris Brown was
this. Chris mean. Brown was a problem.
Early Chris Breezy, let's go. Oh man. Oh, that's when niggas was really singing the bitches. Not really, but.
Nah, niggas was on the phone singing the bitches at this time.
With their feet on the wall.
Yeah. Huh? 5 minutes ago. When I seen these are the chicks that are young and never seen before. And they yo. Raw Dog King is in the motherfucking building.
Let's go, Henny. Come
on, man. Stay at home, daddy here, man.
Let's go.
You need to cheat, boo.
How many times a year she can cheat on you?
I'm about to push it. She can cheat 3 times.
Yeah, 3 times a year.
Wait, hold on. 4 times.
4 times a year.
Every 3 months.
That's not official. Man, that's a lot of cheating she doing on you, kid. You pushing it too much.
Low key, I'm pushing it too because I'm hitting somebody else. I'm hitting a sister.
Nah, nigga, you pushing it because you happy.
I'm the nigga that's hitting the sister, though.
Nah, I'm trying to change that too much, though.
Nah, it ain't that. It's other stay-at-home daddies that's happy like what you talking about. But I need to hit the sister or the cousin.
Dog, that's green as hell, bro.
Shit, she cheating?
What happened to dumb niggas' favorite cool? Somebody gotta be the bigger man.
That nigga love that dumb cool, boy.
Dumb niggas love that. Bro, you gotta be the bigger man.
Niggas can't use it properly, but they feel it.
They feel it. Yeah, that's a famous dumb nigga cool right there, boy.
What was that other topic you had for niggas, though? Yeah, another topic, bro.
I think we kind of digged into it a little bit, though, already.
Nah, you had another topic. I can't remember it right now.
The one you told me. Niggas rather ask a chick to eat ass than go on a date.
What date? Niggas. That is the date. Niggas paying $56 at Uncle Chobie to eat ass, boy.
Oh,
what
man.
What you talking about, boy?
That's the first thing
a lot of niggas say. Gonna hear that shit and gonna be like, oh, this nigga know about Uncle Chobie.
That Chobie
a problem, boy.
I've never been to the Chobie.
What? No. Bro, you can pay $43 with 3 hours. Oh, let me not get it. My bad.
Yeah, I drove by the Chobie one time. I seen a little prostitution going on.
In my good days. We gotta clarify, nigga. Somebody might be listening.
Oh, word. What?
Damn. Shout out to Shorty that said she gonna kill Henny Dread for auctioning me off.
Oh, I was auctioning you off the other day. Mm. Oh, Shorty gonna kill you then. Why she playing then, Ken?
I don't know.
She don't want you to get auctioned off.
That's my shit right here, bro.
You know you need some Chris Brown.
Ain't nothing like going to see that nigga live, trust me.
Yeah.
Because I went to go see that nigga live and he is a problem.
Word, I could imagine. I don't know, I was watching through Instagram.
Nigga, chick fainted on that nigga the other day.
Who?
Some little kid was on stage with Chris Brown, that boy fainted with Chris Brown in. Gave that nigga a dap or a hug or some shit, that boy just did. Blue, nigga.
I couldn't imagine.
That's why niggas, I don't know if you saw that nigga, it was like, oh, Chris Brown got that Michael Jackson effect.
I mean, I think a lot of celebrities do, especially when you're a real fan of somebody, bro.
Yeah, but he was like a jit, like 10 years old or most.
That's why, though.
Yeah, you're right.
The younger you are, the more crazy I feel.
You're right.
That remind me when Ja Rule used to be my favorite rapper.
Oh, man, shout out to Curtis Jackson.
Killed that nigga, Curtis. Get the strap, 50.
Hey, hardest bar in the last 2 years. No, last year, my bad.
He's got the big rich town.
Hey, man. Power gave nigga nothing but drama this year, bruh.
Bruh, Power but folding right now.
Nah, I think what it is, they saving it for season 7. But
next season, this season weak as hell. Yeah. Week,
this season they gave us nothing but storylines, bro.
Bro, every episode, like, come on, bro.
Give us something in the episode, and then they just be like, hold on, wait.
They pull back, like,
hold on, wait, nigga. Hey, like, Courtney Kent, we gotta talk, man. You tripping, bro? Like, straight up,
just, bro. Just come on, kid. Like, give a nigga something, bro. I'm tired of reading this book.
They need to die.
Nah, I don't know if he need to die anymore. They about
to be friends, nah.
Yeah, bro. Like, these niggas is some green ass niggas, bro. All these niggas do shit behind each other.
Somebody mentioned something to me that said, "Hey, bro, I liked it." What the nigga said to me, said, "It's how he said it to me." Only niggas that watch Power know what's popping. Nigga said, "Connie gonna let Tommy know what's going on." Niggas don't know who Connie is unless you really, really watch Power.
Yeah, niggas gonna forget. Niggas can't tell you who Connie is.
And it was a jit. Nigga like 17 told me that. Nigga was like, bro, you ain't paying attention.
You gotta, boy. Like, Power ain't no show you can watch once.
That shit like.
And you watch it once, nigga, you better.
You gotta
be
watch it right
up.
Back again, though. Like, right
after. But if you watching it one time, you gotta sit up straight, nigga. You can't slouch and watch.
No, Power. Exactly. You gotta. No drinking, no smoking.
You gotta watch Power.
Fresh off of the shower.
Well,
you really watching that at 9 o'clock on Stars, bro, on Sunday, bro.
You really got popcorn.
Shout out to T.O.
Hall of Famer T.O.
Still bugging, first Batman, but. Yeah.
Should have been.
T.O. probably felt like I fell in life.
How you feel?
The same way. Fuck these niggas. But it's about me.
You're not a team player.
Nah, you know I am. Nah, but no, I'm saying I know you know that I am though. Like real life.
You know what I'm saying? But where is going at with this? I can't remember.
It don't matter. AC on 69, nigga, favorite position.
Bro, you
ain't nothing like a bitch riding your face. And that, I got it. Like, if y'all know me real life, y'all know I got this little chin hair right here. But ain't nothing like that little pussy juice hit your chin hair, bro.
Ain't nothing like that.
You gotta wipe your mouth. I ain't wiping shit. I'm going to work with my shit smelling like pussy.
Oh, man, you bugging, kid. You gotta put up some disclaimers.
Fuck that. I'm going to work with my shit smelling like fresh. What bitch you be putting out there? Cherry blossom? Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Gotta get you some of that spray. Dumbos love
shit, though. I don't give a fuck what niggas say. That like eat some puss, bro. Like a real bitch that like get her pussy.
What?
And as soon as you lick that shit, that bitch go, whoo. Oh man. You in heaven, bro. After you hear that, boy, you going to work. If you a real pussy, and if you all
damn, can I remember when niggas used to, I keep that a secret.
I never kept that shit a secret. Well, I'm Puerto Rican. I eat puss all the time.
I didn't know you ate puss, kid. It was a shocker to me. Or maybe we just wasn't talking about eating puss.
Because you wasn't on
it. Because I was hiding it.
Exactly.
Now, I ate puss late in life.
Niggas used to come to me for information.
Bro, I ate puss. We probably wasn't talking about eating. I ain't never eaten no puss.
At that time, when I would eat puss, you weren't eating puss.
I wasn't eating puss.
Nah, you weren't. No, nah. You wasn't on that. Nah. You were 16, nigga. You weren't eating puss yet.
Nah, I ain't eat puss until I was 19.
Yeah, I was 17 eating puss.
That's true.
If you 19, I'm 20, 21, whichever time the birthday fall on.
Yeah, I was 19. That's the first time I ate puss.
I think I was 17. No,
I think it was nervous.
First time I ate puss? No, yeah, I was like 16, 17.
I was nervous.
Shout out to Krispy Kreme bitches.
You was eating a lot of bitches' puss from Krispy Kreme?
Fellow employees.
Keeping them promotions up.
Trying to get that manager.
You was doing whatever you could do to get to the top.
Y'all bet you do it. Y'all suck a little dick.
You was eating puss to get to the top.
Trying to get to the front desk. Wondering why niggas get promotion every 2 months.
You was on a little roll.
Hey, you remember that job, that first job we ever had, bruh? Well, I don't know if that was your first job. The car wash.
The car wash.
What?
I only worked there a week.
Bro. I did too. That robbing ass.
I thought them niggas was robbing chits.
Took that money and dipped on them, bro.
Them niggas was robbing chits out they bread, bruh. Them niggas, bruh. I remember my first day, bruh, on that job, bruh. Them niggas said, oh, we're going to test you out, bro.
Yeah, that's how I know a nigga fucked with you, because I got you on that shit when I was there.
Yeah, but...
Damn, we was like 13, 14? Yeah. I think, yeah, we was about that age.
First car wash was a Hummer. I felt like I was on MTV Cribs, nigga.
That's crazy. You remember your first one?
Yeah.
My shit was a Benz. A white one. We had to...
Washing cars
we had the white... Work. We had to clean the shit out of that motherfucker, bro.
A white car different, but work,
I mean, when you're washing your shit, you're going to run through it because, you know, you're just worrying about the outside part. When you're working on that shit, you got to do the vacuum.
Your back start hurting.
Oh, nigga, first back all that sports shit ain't work. It was the car wash.
Bro, washing the car hard, bro. And especially when it be hot, you be... Up against
us. Pause this shit for a second, bro. We're gonna come right back. Raw Dog King is back in the building. He had to pause real quick. Bruh.
What up?
I wanna talk about something real quick, bro. It just flashed my head.
You got something on your mind?
Bruh. You know me my whole life since we were 6 and 5 years old, bruh.
What's up? My first friend.
That's real shit, though. 100. Bruh. You can't tell me I ain't better than Juan Carlos Stanton, bro.
Damn.
I would have been the first nigga ever to have that $300 million contract in baseball, bro. That shit got deep real fast, but...
Nigga reminiscing what could have been.
Reflecting. Shout out to Rich Homie Quan, man.
Damn, that's how life go, dog. You be having a... Niggas be thinking about them what ifs. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, you would have been lit, bro. You, kid, nigga would have been.
It would have been.
Nigga would have been a
the most we doing was drinking on a day off. Because this would have been my manager. Fuck you, man.
Blowing the money.
I don't care what he did with it. As long as both our mommy was straight, do what the fuck you want to do with the bread, bro. Do what the fuck you want to do with the bread. Just make sure we get it back.
You was gonna be a great baseball player, bro.
Damn,
dog, think how life could have been.
Still would have did that podcast.
Word. You know what I'm saying? But nigga would have probably been on FS1 or something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Talking that talk or on the off season.
Skip Bayless.
I love that nigga, bro.
Hate that nigga.
Come on, I know you love him low key, but it's a hate love thing with Skip Bayless. A lot of niggas had that hate.
Because the only love is he enhanced my love for sports.
Yeah, because the nigga give you that version of niggas that just be like, bruh.
He biased, them. Bro.
No, not that part. Yeah, okay, that part, but I'm just saying, it's niggas out here that suck LeBron dick. It's niggas out here that'll suck Kobe dick. But this nigga be like, man, fuck both them niggas, you feel me? And there's niggas out here in the world that feel that way. And he give them niggas that pleasure,
bro.
Niggas
be haters,
bro. They ain't really haters, bro.
LeBron, bro.
No, anybody that hate LeBron, yeah, they might be a hater.
Bro, in my time, LeBron would do something right.
Before the Heat, LeBron, that LeBron that changed, like, that, I like. At the end of the day, I like LeBron because what he bring to the table. Nigga a great player. What he do for the community, that nigga is too great for me to even hate that nigga, bro. But there's points in a game, like in a situation, you know I'd be like, man, that nigga tripping, bro.
True, but you could have said that about a lot of people.
But we ain't looking at those people like that, bro. The only reason we talk about LeBron because he great and niggas look at him a certain way, bro.
Talk about him every day. Day, bruh.
And the niggas ain't played basketball since June something, bruh. We in fucking August.
Imagine living that life, bruh, where niggas just talk about you every
day. This nigga just put on the Lakers uniform for the first time. Guess what? That shit all over, bruh.
Bruh, if niggas talked about me every day, I would cry.
That's why I tell you niggas, them niggas really don't be hearing that shit on the TV, bruh. Because you see what you just said? It's certain shit, no matter how big of a superstar you is, no matter how much money you got, you clown me every day. Niggas be in their feelings, bruh. A nigga can't tell you, you feel you the greatest nigga in the world. A nigga get, seven niggas get on TV and be like, well, this nigga trash, but this nigga had a moment where this nigga folded. They always bring up that Dallas moment.
It was the biggest fold ever, bro.
Ever, as a superstar, bruh. Yeah. I know you can't hear that and feel good about yourself, bro.
But he accomplished a lot.
Fuck that. Yeah, I'm just not even him. It's just other niggas. Like, let me give you an example. When Chris Webber was that nigga, and that nigga went up for a layup or an alley-oop, my bad, and nigga blew his knee. That nigga was never the same, bro, because niggas was always talking about, oh, he can't never get back to who he was.
That's supposed to push you, though.
But that ain't pushed. Niggas ain't built like LeBron. Cause niggas told LeBron he ain't winning. It ain't six, it ain't seven, eight. You feel me?
That's why it's LeBron, though.
Exactly. No matter how much I might tell you that nigga trash, I don't mean it. But there's moments he trash, bro. You gotta know what I mean when I say that.
What I'm talking about was Skip Bayless, bro. When LeBron, like, it's a
he won't. There's certain times he give credit, but there's sometimes I'd be like, you tripping, Skip. But yeah, I just love him for being him. For being who he is.
Well, he found a lane. He realized, bro. He realized, bro. Target LeBron, bro. What that is over there.
But that'll make him relevant for the rest of his time.
Exactly, and it did. What he's been known. He's been tagged
with that Cowboys and Patriots.
Yes, them three right there.
That's automatic. Skip Bayless. You know.
He don't talk bad about them. He support them.
He talk bad when the nigga leave because he talk about bad dad about Dez right now.
But he been
another team we skipped, San Antonio.
Yeah.
He been talking about bad about them, not them, Kawhi.
Exactly.
Because of what happened.
Because he betrayed them, that's why.
Snack came through the door. Shout out to the building we in.
A little snack.
Snack in a uniform. You know niggas like bitches in uniform.
Oh, she a nurse.
Registered nurse. Top five in the cheating list.
That was number two.
And she right here next to her. Oh. Well, she passed by the building, my bad.
Oh.
We just leave the door open because we be smoking and then nobody bother us.
You be smoking.
Oh, my bad. I just wanna.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. I mean, y'all know that nigga don't smoke. The only reason y'all even think he even high is because he around me, so. Y'all know who I am.
What this is?
It's a snack, nigga.
She got blue hair.
No. She got on blue clothing, though. But This one of them hoes that pass by you and you get mad because she ain't got no ass. She flat behind her.
It ain't poking.
Oh, it's not but titties. So you gotta be a titty nigga. Niggas love sucking on titties.
Niggas do love sucking on titties.
No matter if you a hood nigga, or you a regular nigga, or you a working nigga, or you a nigga love titties, bro.
I remember the first tits I sucked up, but
I bet you won't say her name.
It was life.
I bet you won't say her name.
Stop it, because you know her. That's why. That was the first tits I sucked.
Black?
Yeah.
They don't know who that is, so we good.
God, that whole catfish.
Now?
No.
Oh, right here. That walked by us. Yeah, that's cat. I told you that was cat. That's what I said. When a bitch walk by, you gonna be like, oh shit.
That's all tits.
And then that shit walk by, you be like, whoo, boy. That's a tomboy?
All tits, though. Suck them things. You know, ain't nothing like going back and forth on titty, but you always do got that favorite titty.
Ain't nothing like that left titty.
Nah, it's usually the one that you get to stay comfortable. The left titty. Nah, that be alright. Oh yeah, it do be the left titty. That be the titty closest to the mouth.
Right here, see.
Ain't that left titty?
I'm only speaking from my last two experiences.
Nigga feel like a child.
last titty I sucked just had a baby. Ain't that like a little breastfed?
You got a little breast milk.
Nigga feel like I drank an ounce.
Nigga want some Frosted Flakes.
They're great.
Nigga was on Tony the Tiger.
I ain't see that nigga in a minute. Shout out to Tony the Tiger.
Damn, that cereal fell off.
What is about Honey Nut Cheerio?
Right now, I don't know.
I ain't see a cereal commercial. Well, I watch TV, so I can't.
I ain't see a cereal commercial in a while. I think
YouTube don't even throw.
YouTube don't even give you a cereal commercial.
Niggas don't give a fuck about your health.
Yeah, niggas realize niggas gonna buy cereal regardless.
Hey, you can hold it down. I gotta drain the Cobra real quick.
Damn, let me play some tunes. I'll hold it down.
Yeah, hold it down, nigga. Talk to the people.
Yeah, hold it. Let me be a fake commercial break.
Nah, play, man. Talk.
No. Can't touch this. Now, what else I can talk about? So, back so I can elaborate. But as I was saying earlier, as I was saying earlier, please, I want to thank everybody for your support. Please continue to listen and spread the word, man. If y'all really enjoying it, if y'all really like it, spread the word. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just trying something. It's crazy because I ain't really want to do this. But my boy kept pushing me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, let's do this. So he my brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ride with him. You feel me? So here we are. But we've been getting a lot of rave reviews. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good feedback. We just trying to make y'all laugh. Like I say, or just be talking, that spill, kid. This ain't CNN, WSBN. So please don't spray.
I don't even know what he was talking about, but I'm back. This is the Raw Dog Kings, man.
Raw Dog Kings, man. Let's go, man.
They had to drain that Cobra. Niggas don't even know where the Cobra is. You know why? Niggas got a microscope. niggas can't spell microscope. Niggas might know how to spell microscope.
Niggas could look up and get that.
Like. Yeah, niggas might know how to spell micro. Because niggas always been heating up shit their whole life.
They saw that in front of them.
Hey, bro, you don't cook mini rice? You put it in the micro.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah, bro, you got to scope it out.
Niggas accidentally use scope.
Niggas only know scope because they got to use that wash. Another bitch in uniform?
What?
Hey, I like where we got the new setup, boy. I told you I got the right spot, nigga.
Yeah, uniform.
Come on, man. I know what I be like doing,
bro. Like two correctional officers.
Yeah, you know I used to date bitches in uniform too.
Which bitch you like more in uniform? A CO, a police officer.
That one mine, right?
Or a male person.
Ain't not like that. Well, I used to hit the CO, so I'm gonna go with the CO.
That male person looked kind of crazy.
I got another CO
too.
On my line, I used too. To I guess we go that one.
Though. Oh, word?
Yeah, you know that one. I can't say that name. I just told you I'm in my feelings about that one. Well, how you doing, mommy? Boom. How you doing?
I'm bugging.
You know, we superstar bitches be listening. Our core fan ain't nothing but bitches. We appreciate
you. We appreciate you, queens.
You beautiful bitches. And I like you, beautiful bitch.
Now we love y'all, man. Y'all start playing, man. You know, just figure speech.
Niggas can't spell figure or speech.
Niggas is spell speech. Niggas be.
Niggas spell figure, but they can't spell speech, bro.
They
know
they can't spell both. All right,
no,
yeah.
because speech, they gonna think it's S P E A.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but niggas gonna think it's that.
It feel like it.
It feel like an eight below there. It feel like an eight below there.
Yo. Hey, I love you, my nigga.
I love you too, Ken. You know what I'm saying?
We do this shit for y'all. But at the end of the day, shout out to Nori, man.
I always give Nori a shout out, man. He's an inspiration.
No, that's the inspiration to me. I believe your inspiration, and since we doing free and shout out, free Tech Stone.
Oh,
man.
Big facts. Yeah, he was too. He's
your inspiration. Yeah. That's what put me on any kind of podcast was that Meek Mill interview. Then I switched that shit on the Drink Champs, bro. That was me, right?
Nah, I think that's me.
Nah, that's me. Oh,
that's me.
Oh, okay, say that. I love you though, bro.
No, I love you too,
fam. I ain't tell a nigga I love him. Only two niggas I ever, three niggas I ever told, four niggas I ever told I love. That my daddy, my godfather, my godbrother, and Bubba, and you, nigga. I ain't never told no other niggas I love, nigga.
That's what's up. I appreciate it, kid. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what it is with you, nigga.
Big facts, you know what I'm saying? Till the wheels fall off.
I feel like if a nigga was in a wheelchair, you would be there for me.
Word?
I don't know.
I would.
Niggas might forget about it.
I just think really pop off.
Bro, I can't pick up that chair.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe.
We're going to Cuba.
You gonna start walking again.
Niggas magically can walk now.
Start to go fund me, niggas can walk now.
Hey, that shit lied over, man.
That's what's up.
What you were talking about while I was gone, though? What you talking about? We appreciate them.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all the support and such. You know what I'm saying?
He be getting all the messages. I be getting this shit in person.
Oh,
like,
word.
People be walking up to me and telling me, boy, I fuck with that shit, boy. Word. He get the message. He sent them shit to me. We ain't gonna blast y'all niggas, but we fuck with y'all. We appreciate that. Shout out my dog spelling appropriate with an X.
Shut your ass up, man. That was just a little mishap there.
That nigga was lit, probably.
I don't know. What I think about something else. What A word got an X in it?
X.
That was an easy ass word.
Well, I don't know the word. He got an example for another fucking A.
I don't know. But it is what it is, kid.
Nah, talk, man. Fuck them niggas, man.
Nah, bro, I ain't got no...
You got no more material, niggas?
You gotta come back.
Hold on. That talk, man. You out here bullshitting, man. Shout out to all you bitches out here pregnant.
This was a trash sundress season, bro.
Oh, man. No, it might not have been trash. Niggas just got hoes pregnant too early.
Too early, all right?
Because last year that shit was trash.
Hoes couldn't even get to turn up a little bit. you know, like be drinking and stuff while they pregnant, but they ain't know. Like they knew from jump now.
We gonna exit this shit with this song right here, bro. The same song we started this bitch off with last time. Cause this shit make a nigga feel so good.
Right, you always get, it make you feel happy.
What?
It do give a nigga good energy, man.
We gon' start this thing alright. You ball in the motherfucking high. Come on, now come on. It do a baby, take it, baby.
How much I don't even like Snoop Dogg, Paul. I'm gonna do this to that shit, man.
I'm living my best life.
Nigga, whole verse.
Ain't gonna beg you fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't gonna beg you fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
I think it's a Dave County shit because I love Ball Greasy Paul on this shit.
Ain't gonna beg you fuck with you niggas.
I'm living my best life. Come on, Drizz. Handy Drizz in the building. What's up? Put them shits in the air, man. We in the building. What you mean?
Yes, man.
Mr. Good. Leader kind of home on purpose, nigga.
What I leave on purpose?
Whatever.
I'm
so ahead of you, don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off.
Cut them shits off, bruh. Fuck you, man.
More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing.
What we gonna do, bruh?
Smile, bitch. Smile, bitch.
Hey, this the Raw Dog Kings, man.
Raw Dog Kings, man. Let's go.
You ready to close this shit out, bro? You close still want to give him some heat?
Nah, let's close it out.
Close that shit out on them niggas.
I did have one last thing.
Talk that man. Talk then, nigga. We here, man. Niggas ain't got to be to work to exit of time today, tomorrow, bro. We good.
What time,
man? Yeah, we good. Talk that talk, man.
I think I did have. I just forgot it, though.
Oh, come on, man. Talk about dumb bitches.
Nah, we give them their light.
They ain't light for them bitches then. The Raw Dog King, man.
Raw Dog King.
With the stay at home daddy.
Let's go, Henny Drizz.
With the cheat on you, boo. You can cheat, boo. The hardest line of 2018, baby.
You a rapper now.
Get the strap.
Some basic ass bars.
And a strap, baby. Hey, I'm gonna shot with that shit, bro. I'm gonna go get that 50 to get the strap.
Damn, for real. I wish I could rap, dog.
I'm finna go get me 3 shirts. Get the strap, BBB. Shout out to Big Baller Brown. I ain't fucking Big Baller Brown a bit, bro. It be quiet.
Lonzo trash. All them niggas is trash.
Shout out to the Mello, though.
He the last hope.
I gotta give me another Crenshaw. I got 2 Crenshaws. One of them full of blood, though. Shout out to my one incident in life.
And you wash that shirt yet?
Nah, I kept that shit for memory.
What the hell?
I got a whole outfit full of blood.
That was a horror story, bro.
But nah, man. We fought with y'all, man. We appreciate y'all real good, man. You want to say something to the people before we exit?
Have a wonderful night. I care about y'all.
Well, make sure y'all...
Remember...
Make sure to subscribe to us, man.
Anal Awareness Pleasure Month.
That too, but make sure y'all subscribe to us when y'all get on Spotify, Apple, Google. Just subscribe.
Leave a nice review.
Boom. Give a nigga 5-star. Feel like Uber in that bitch.
Word.
Oh, you can talk on that.
Help a nigga...
Before we dip.
Help a nigga start my GoFundMe.
Talk on that Uber shit.
Talk about that Uber shit, man.
All right, man. We got this bitch, dog. Raw Dog Kings in this motherfucker, though. You.